All right, are you ready to record, Donnie?
Yep.
Carlos?
What?
Oh, Jesus
Record
Christ.
Record now. Shut up.
And Donnie, keep your voice up.
I try to use my sexy voice another time.
Dude, I swear to God, up. You fuck it up this time, I'm firing you, and I'm serious. I can't spend 4 hours editing the fucking show.
Dude, let's
All right, Donnie, give me a countdown.
Quiet.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 26. I am your pimp daddy, Tricky Mick.
Trippy.
Trippy Mick?
Yeah, I fucked that up, didn't I? All right. Donnie, give me another countdown.
Oh,
no.
All right.
Yes.
You fired. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, action. Are you ready?
This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you by Hard Rocking Guy Zombie Hunter Services. Problem with the undead? Trust no one but the best.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 26. I am your pimp daddy, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, one of my whores, Hard Rocking Guy.
Is this take two?
This is take two.
This is take two, Trippy Mick. Hey, guys, what's going on? Hard Rocking Guy here. Very excited to be recording episode
26. Get it together.
26 already?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Haven't been banned in Mexico or anything like that in no other country?
I think you've been banned in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, that already happened before. But very excited to be recording, guys. So, right back to Trippy Mick.
Fuck you. Also, alongside with me is my lesser known whore, Donnie.
Yes. What's up, everybody? And like I said, in my fifth episode, it's not so bad being a left hand whore.
Who said you're the left hand? I said you're the lesser known.
Oh, lesser known? Oh, well, okay, that's bad.
Thank you
that's
for paying bad. Attention.
That's, well, you know, that's a rare occasion when I pay attention to you.
Oh, snap.
All right, you're going to start doing that shit, too? You know I already fired you on Twitter today.
It's all right, man. It's all good. I got my birth certificate. I can work.
Yeah.
Okay? I can work on the show.
That remains to be seen. All right, as we do every week, we give you our updated trophy count. But unfortunately, this is week 3 of us recording that the PSN is still down.
Man, dun, dun, dun.
So, dun, dun. We can't give you the updated trophy count.
Why not?
Luckily, I've still been keeping track, but you don't want to hear it.
No, nobody. We're on strike. Remember that.
No, you're on strike. I keep school. Strike.
Listen.
But we're not going to give it to him because you're the boss, man.
The whores are supposed to do what their pip tells you, or you get the hand. What do you want the hand?
You didn't know.
No, Daddy Trippy. No, Daddy Trippy.
Trippy Mick.
No, Daddy Trippy. I don't want it, Trippy.
Trippy. No, no, Daddy Trippy. No.
All right. Now, we're going to move into what we are playing. Let's start with you, Donnie. What are you playing?
I'm currently playing Mortal Kombat still. I am loving the heck out of that game. That is I think that's the only thing I'm playing right now is Mortal Kombat. And one thing before we get started, I found a way to not hack my system, but trick my system into counting my trophies for me.
You mean trip your system?
No, trick.
Oh, okay.
That's a new term that Pete Rott made up.
Okay, so it's not like Trippy Mick or anything like that?
Nah. I didn't hack it. I tricked it into seeking my trophies. No, I didn't. I just thought it was quite funny that he, you know, it's a term called trick your system like he did.
You're trying to play it for a punk. You're trying to play it for a fool.
All right, Hard Rock, what are you playing?
I actually went today and picked up Fear, the first game that came out back in 2007. I had seen some ads that Fear 3 was coming out in a couple of months, and I kind of thought while I was at work, I was like, you know what, I never really played those games. And it seemed like, you know, kind of interesting. So, you know, I looked around, found a good copy at a local GameStop, and went over there. It cost me like $17, I think, or something like that. So I decided to pick it up, and that's pretty much all I've been playing. I beat SOCOM. I beat Portal 2. I beat... What else did I beat?
Your beat?
Besides that... Oh, yeah, I beat Crysis 2. Yeah, so I beat SOCOM, Crysis 2, Portal 2. I beat the General Knox DLC for Borderlands. I'm playing the Battle of Gaytony still on Grand Theft Auto 4. For some odd reason, I just can't get into that for some reason. Not that it's bad or anything like that. I just can't. But I got Fear loaded up on the system, and that's probably what I'll be playing next.
All right, and I'm currently playing SOCOM. I initially started trying to play it with the sharpshooter. That was an epic fail. So now I just went back to the DualShock, and I'm playing it that way.
How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm getting through the game pretty easily.
Let me ask you again. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I'm getting through the game pretty easily. I'm also playing Marvel vs. Capcom. Why are you laughing at me?
No reason. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. I'm also playing Marvel vs. Capcom. I'm destroying that game. But until the network comes back up, there's no way in hell I'm getting the platinum for that.
Same with Mortal Kombat.
Wait. You're playing Marvel vs. Capcom...
3.
Which one? 2? 3? Which one?
3.
Oh, okay. Well, it's because there's 2 available on the PlayStation Store, and there's part 3 that's on the disc.
Yeah, but only one comes with trophies, though.
No.
2 has trophies?
2 has trophies.
I didn't know that.
There's a lot of stuff you don't know. Donnie, why do you keep interrupting me?
Yes, why? Didn't I fire you?
How do you get the one in the store?
You download it?
Download
like,
store?
You could have downloaded it before the PSN went down? Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Moving on.
What else am I playing? I haven't picked up Rock Band in about 3 weeks. I might have to go back and play that. Other than that, I'm pretty good.
Once again, let me ask you, how's it going with SOCOM?
It's going good. Why do you keep asking me that?
No reason. Let's move on.
Do you want to tell something to our listeners that you're trying to hint towards that I'm not saying?
Moving on.
Yeah, I thought so. Do what your pimp tells you to do. All right.
Something you don't know.
With the PSN being down, there are still tons of new stories coming out. First one that we're going to cover is Sony says 25 million more accounts have been hacked. Now, as bad as that sounds, it's not what you think.
Okay, go ahead.
What it is somebody hacked the SOE service, which is Sony Online Entertainment, and accessed records dating back to 2007. They said that credit card numbers were taken, but they're from old accounts that are not active anymore, so you don't have to worry about that credit card being stolen. It's no longer functional. Donnie and Hard Rockin', is this still, you know, bad news for Sony, even though it was from an outdated server, or are you still concerned over
it? I really don't even care anymore.
How could you?
Yeah, very insightful, Donnie.
Yeah, I just don't. Yeah. Sony okay. Gonna do what they do anyway. They should have been. This whole thing should have been dealt with by now, man. This took entirely too long.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Well, this happened during the time that the PSN was down and one like that. I mean, this looks bad on Sony either way. Whether or not their old accounts, new accounts, anything like that, it looks bad just for the fact of that they got hacked again. You know, you could have, you know, 25 million dead accounts with, you know, with credit card numbers that don't have anything, you know, that are not valid, that are not working or anything like that. But as long as you hear like, oh, some multi-million-dollar corporation got hacked, it's going to look bad in the press. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
All right, Donnie has nothing to say about that. Yeah, all right.
See, left Donnie speechless.
All right, the next thing is Sony executives have come out and apologized for the network security breach. Donnie, why don't you tell us about that?
Well, it seemed like they came out and apologized for the security breach, saying sorry.
All right.
Thank you, Donnie, for showing us.
Saying sorry. I'm sorry this happened. We didn't mean for it, but, you know, that's life. That's basically what they said.
I think they were more politically correct than that. Hard Rockin', why don't you give us your point of view?
Well, I really don't know how I'm going to top Donnie's, you know.
Yeah, it's really not hard to.
Sony executives had a meeting last Sunday. I believe it was last Sunday in Tokyo where the Sony PlayStation headquarters were. Kaz Hirai came out directly and he said that he deeply apologizes for the inconvenience that this all has caused, for all this other stuff. You know, he bowed to the people, you know,
which
over there.
Which is big deal.
Which is a big deal, that is like him really apologizing to a lot of people and like that. He said that FBI authorities are still, looking into what happened, into all this other stuff. But it's just, it's very rare whenever you see something like that with like executives, big executives like that coming out and apologizing, especially bowing.
Yeah.
That's top notch stuff right there.
That's being very humble and saying, listen, we fucked up. We know we fucked up. And come on, for them to do that, I think that's a sign of them saying, listen, we know we messed up. We're going to fix this for you guys.
They're accepting responsibility.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to show people that they're accepting responsibility. They're trying to fix some of this, some of the problems. And, I mean, it's just going to be an uphill battle for Sony, for a long time.
Alrighty. All right. The next thing we're going to talk about is the United States Attorney General has launched a probe into the Sony data breach. I'm going to read an article that was posted on the net. I'm going to go through this real quickly because it says a lot. It says the Justice Department has opened up an investigation into the security breach at Sony Corporation, in which two separate attacks over the last month shut down Sony's PlayStation Network and online gaming unit. We have an open investigation with those... Excuse me. Quote, we have an open investigations with regards to those hijacking situations and have gotten publicity over the last few weeks, the Sony incident among them. End quote. U.S. Attorney General Eric H. Holder Jr. told the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday, according to Reuters. Federal prosecutors in San Diego are working with the FBI agents to look into alleged hacking crimes, the news agency said. Also Wednesday, Sony responded to a congressional committee inquiry into the network attacks. The company, quote, has been the victim of very careful, planned, very professionally, highly sophisticated criminal cyber attack designed to steal personal and credit card data from illegal purposes, end quote. Kaz Hirai, which is Sony's executive deputy president, wrote in a letter to the House Energy and Commerce Committee panel on commerce, manufacturing, and trade. In the letter, Hirai said the company learned of the first breach on April 19th and shut down the PlayStation Network the following day. The company informed account holders that their personal data was potentially exposed about a week later. Throughout this challenging period, employees acted carefully and cautiously, strove to provide correct and accurate information while balancing concerns for consumers' privacy and need for the information. The attack on Sony PlayStation Network and Kurasi Music Streaming Service compromised the personal information of 77 million customer accounts. On Sunday, the company suspended the service for Sony Online Entertainment, best known for creating online multiplayer games such as EverQuest and The Matrix Online. Really? The Matrix Online? Anyway, after the intrusion and exposed personal data for about 24.6 million subscribers. I'm almost done. Sony apologized Saturday and announced several welcome back freebies for PlayStation customers, including 30 days of free... Hold on. Stop. This is the important part. Stop laughing. Sony apologized Saturday and announced several quote, welcome back freebies for PlayStation customers, including 30 days of free access to Curiosity for affected customers, as well as 30 days of access to PlayStation Plus online gaming service. The company will also provide credit card protection services to relevant customers. New York General Attorney General Eric Schneiderman on Wednesday subpoenaed three Sony divisions, Sony Computer Entertainment, Sony Network Entertainment, and Sony Online Entertainment, for documents regarding their security. Consumers have filed at least two lawsuits in California against Sony and are seeking federal class action status. All right, I'm done.
Hey guys, I'm back. I actually went out to go make a sandwich. What did I miss?
Okay, well, I heard it. I really didn't care about the other part up until the point where you said the freebies. Now, the freebie stuff, that's not affecting the people who wasn't a PlayStation member. I mean, a Plus member.
All right. I'm not going to – you're going to goat me into a rant, and I don't want to do it.
No, I'm just saying because we talked about it before we recorded the show.
And that's why I said you're going to goat me into a rant.
Don't go into a rant, Tricky. Just hear me.
I'm listening.
I'm just saying how we talked about it. It was meant for everybody. But here it just says PlayStation Plus. We're PlayStation customers included. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think both of you guys are crazy.
Accounted for, the members who was – for the members affected by it. Me – I'm a member, but not affected by it, so it doesn't cover me.
You weren't affected by the PlayStation Network getting hacked?
Well, the Plus.
No. It said Sony apologized Saturday and now several welcome back freebies for PlayStation customers. Not PlayStation Plus customers, PlayStation customers. Every single person that has a PlayStation Network account is going to get 30 days free access to Curiosity and 30 days access to the PlayStation Plus. Regardless if you were a member or a subscriber before, you are going to get that 30 days of service.
Nice.
No, that pisses me off.
Why?
Well, you gotta look at it.
Okay. Because I've been paying for... All right. You know what? Fine. I'm going to do it.
Don't rant, man. Just give Listen, your opinion, man. Do Don't rant.
Listen. I've been paying for PlayStation Plus since day one. There is no reason whatsoever that somebody that has not been paying for it should get access to the stuff that I've been paying for. Now, they did say that I'm going to get 30 days extra, and I'm also going to get a day for each day the PlayStation Network's been out. So at this point, I'm going to get a total of 44 days added to my PlayStation Plus account. What does that do for me? Not really nothing. I've been paying for it. Now, no offense to my co-host, but both Donnie and Hard Rockin' are not subscribers to PlayStation Plus.
Ooh.
Why should they get access to the stuff that I'm paying for? All this is a publicity stunt and a marketing strategy by Sony to say, here, come test our product. Let's see how you guys like it. And then after 30 days, they're going to take it all away from you guys, and they're going to tell you the only way you're going to be able to play these games, the only way you're going to be able to have this stuff is if you subscribe. This isn't, This isn't Sony saying, oh, we're sorry. This is Sony going, oh, let's give you this stuff. Let's tease you with all this stuff so we can make up for all the money we're about to fucking lose in all these lawsuits. That's all it is.
Okay. I do feel you on your part, because as far as I know, Plus members are not getting anything out of the deal except for a extended period of on their subscription.
The only thing extra that I'm getting above you is I'm getting credit for every day the PlayStation Network's been out.
Yeah, that's it. Extended period of time that you
which is what I paid for already. So I'm not getting anything extra. I paid for this.
Yeah,
no, you're getting an extra month, aren't you?
But I'm not getting an extra month over what you guys are getting. I'm getting the same thing you're getting, but it's not benefiting me as a PlayStation Plus member. I paid for the service. I'm not gonna say I'm any more loyal to anybody who says that did not subscribe to it, but what extra am I getting as a person that's paid for the service? I'm not getting anything extra. I'm getting the same thing you're getting, plus the time back that I've already paid for.
Right, exactly. You think just because you're a PlayStation Plus member, you should be getting all this extra free stuff and all this extra free crap and then thrown your way?
What I'm saying is, you're getting 30 days as a PlayStation Plus member.
Right.
I'm getting the same thing.
Right.
So right there, that's a wash. Okay? You're getting the same thing that I'm getting. But okay. I'm getting, at this point of recording, 14 days extra onto my 30 days. But that 14 days extra is what I've already paid for. So what is Sony giving me to benefit me for being a loyal person and saying, here, I paid for your online service. This is, you know, I paid for your Plus membership. What are you giving me to compensate me for not being able to play my games? Because as you know, as a PlayStation Plus member, your content that they give you for free, you don't get once your subscription ends.
Right.
This is time that's being taken away from me to play my games. Now, yes, you can download them. I can still play them. But over this last 2 weeks, I should have gotten, quote unquote, more free stuff being a PlayStation Plus member. I'm not going to get that.
I agree with you.
Why not?
I agree
with you.
Because I can't get to the network and download the stuff.
Okay, but the point I'm trying to make is that you think that because you're a PlayStation Plus member, you think you should be getting like more extra free stuff or what?
I think I should be compensated more than the average person, yes.
Why?
Because I've paid into the service. Why, okay, why is everybody else that has not paid for the service getting what I've paid for the last year?
No, you should be getting the same thing that everybody else is getting.
I think it should be a little bit more. Because they're really not benefiting from the free stuff that we're getting, because they already been getting it before this, the network went down anyway.
Hard Rock, let me put it this way. You're not a PlayStation Plus member.
Right.
Okay. What is Sony doing for you to say, okay, we're sorry? What just from your point of view, what are they giving you?
Yeah, they're giving me the 30 days of free PS Plus,
okay,
which I understand.
Okay. Now, for me, what is Sony giving me that's benefiting me?
An extended subscription.
Of right. 30 days, which is the same as what you are getting. I'm already paying for the service. I don't need an extra 30 days of my subscription. I need them to say, you paid PlayStation Plus. This is what we're going to give you. If they turn around and say, we're going to give you a PlayStation Plus game that I get to keep after I end my subscription, maybe that's something, you know, that they can do. But I'm not getting the same benefits you're getting.
No, because they're keeping it straight across the board is what they're doing. You know, everybody who is affected by this, they're giving them all, you know, PlayStation Plus. That's what it is. You know, they're not saying, oh, just because you're a PlayStation Plus member, yeah, we're going to throw you these extra goodies and one like that. Because then what's going to happen? How's it going to be able to, for the people who just who didn't have PlayStation Plus like me? It's going to be like, you really think it's fair that they're going to be going like, oh, you know what? Since you're a PlayStation Plus, we're going to throw you all these extra stuff. But you, Hard Rock, we're just going to give you 30 days and that's it.
I think it is. That's what they've been doing anyway.
Yeah, but the point is that, they paid for it and one like that, which I understand. Yeah. Yes, you paid for the stuff and one like that. But the point that I think that they're trying to make is just the fact is that, look, everybody got affected by this, so we're just going to make it across the board. Everybody's going to get PlayStation Plus.
We know what they're trying to do as a corporation.
I have PlayStation Plus. I don't need them to give me PlayStation Plus. I've already paid for the service. They're not giving me anything extra.
They're just giving you the extra extension, the same thing that they're going to give me. They're just going to give me 30 days of PlayStation Plus of a service that I didn't sign up for or anything like that.
They should give you in your wallet 30 days to account for.
At that point, do you think that maybe the person with the higher trophy count or something like that should be getting more?
No, that's different. They're not paying to get their trophies.
Whoa. They're not paying to get their trophies. They're buying the games for the system.
What I'm saying is they're not paying for the extra service. They're buying their game, yes. But that anybody could do that.
Anybody could sign up for PlayStation Plus too. It's a matter of choice.
It's a matter of choice. But okay, so you're telling me that the guy that has the most trophies, if they turn around and give a free game, what you're arguing is that the guy that has all the most trophies, he should get more than just a game because he has all the games already, where chances are they're probably going to, you know, the free content they're going to give us is probably a game that we already have already.
I mean, wasn't that the point of the Sony Rewards program that they tried to do some time ago? Didn't they say that, look, people who buy more for the store, people that, you know, that have more trophies, that have all this other stuff, we're going to get, you know, you're going to get ranked and you're going to get special goodies depending on how loyal you are to Sony.
But
I still say that's different because that's more of a competitive thing, competition type thing, bragging rights. Hey, it's still based on bragging rights, that PlayStation reward thing. But
yeah, well, that's a service that's already dead. So, you know, yeah, I'm just trying to make an example. Is that the point?
Yeah, but I still feel like more on Tricky's side because, you know, they already have this and they already had it before the network went down. So what he's trying to say is like, dude, why are you giving me something? Basically, instead of we getting the game for free that we already get, they get PlayStation Plus for free, something they already get. So it's basically reverse. I already got this, so why are you giving me to me? And say if I download it, paying, well, don't give me paying for free because I already got paying for free. Why are you giving me this? So you can. That's a good example, I say.
No. I understand what Turkey's trying to say on that. I'm just trying to say it's like they're just trying to make it across the board. They're just trying to make it, you know, flat. Like, okay, everybody's just going to get this and everybody's just going to get that.
But why not reward the people that are paying for your online service a little bit more? And I'm not talking like I'm being greedy and saying more.
Completely understand what you're saying. I completely understand. You think that since because you're a PlayStation Plus member, you should get extra bonuses. Why? Because you're paying for the service. Because you're paying for that stuff. I understand what you're trying to say. I'm just trying to tell you is that look, maybe they just want to keep it straight across the board, and they're saying like, look, everybody got affected by this. Whether you were a PlayStation Plus member, whether you're just a regular member of the PSN or one like that. We're just gonna give you this, this, and this, and that's it.
And you think that's fair though?
Well, they're gonna do that anyway. I kind of felt that they was gonna do something like that anyway because to me honestly,
it doesn't matter if it's fair or not because it's Sony's corporation. They can do whatever it is that they want with it.
I kind of feel that something like this is gonna. Come on, you got to be a fool not to think some kind of. Treachery or trickery.
At the same time, we're arguing about free stuff. I mean, how crazy is that?
I'm not arguing for the free stuff. What I'm, you know what? I'm gonna let this go because I don't want to. We can talk about this for hours.
Moving on.
It's okay, Triffy Daddy.
Donnie, be quiet. Moving on.
Sony has hired a firm to clean up after the breach.
It's very firm.
Yeah.
All right, Hard Rock. Since you want to make smart ass comments, tell us about it.
It's very firm.
That's what she said.
Oh, now who's making the jokes now, huh?
Yeah, but I already threw it to you, so tell us about it.
Okay, I'm actually going to pull a trippy mic right now. I like that. Boston/New York, Reuters. Sony has hired outside investigators to help clean its network to catch the people behind a massive breach that exposed the personal data of more than 100 million video game users. Basically, what happened is Sony did what I just said. They hired they hired outside investigators to clean up its networks. They went and they hired what's the team name? Data Ford or something like that. It's led by a
special force.
A former special agent with the U.S. Naval Criminal Investigative Service, alongside with the FBI. You know, they're probing since, you know, Donnie likes to say probing and he thinks of probing a lot. You know, they're probing into the hey. So
that's unexpected. Right?
You know, they also said that they brought on, you know, cybersecurity detectives from Guidance Software and some other consultants and other stuff like that. I mean, they had to go out and do something like this. They had to go out and say, look, we're hiring professionals. We're hiring these people. We're hiring this firm to go out here and to find out, you know, who it is that did this, someone like that. I mean, they had to go out and say something. They couldn't just say like, oh yeah, well, we put a new firewall up on the PSN and that's about it. We'll turn the network on tomorrow. So.
Keep talking. I'm eating a lava cake.
Oh, thank you very much. Something like that. Wow. Donnie, what do you think?
Good. They need to do something so we can hurry up and get our network back.
And that was Donnie, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, they need to do something, awesome. Man. Don't call 911 again, man. They should have called him in the beginning. Man, this is Sony. Emergency 911. Can you help me? Can you send the cops over? Our network just went down. You know, that's a no-no. Why?
Yeah, I know, because you want to get back to playing Free Realms. I know.
All right. Sony
Free Realms to me again.
Sony has responded to Congress with an open letter suggesting that Anonymous was responsible.
Why don't you go ahead and read us something about it, Tricky?
No. I'm going to throw it to Donnie. Donnie, why don't you tell us about it?
Donnie's got a lot to say about this topic anyways. Go ahead, Donnie. Go.
Well, on the PlayStation blog post summarizing the content of the letter, according to, how you pronounce his name, Hire?
Kasarai.
Kasarai?
Kasarai? Kasarai? Hire? That's what it is.
Kasarai.
I don't see that. I see. Okay, Harai. That's what I said. Harai. Sony has Sony has worked under the following four principles in dealing with the issue. Act with care and caution, basically.
Reading this?
No, I'm not. I'm looking at the words.
He's playing it.
I'm not reading it. I'm just looking at the words.
Better not be playing Free Realms.
No. Well, I can't really give my opinion on this. I don't.
All right. Basically, Sony's outside firm has done some investigation. And they have, basically, in their investigation, they found, a file stating that this is Anonymous, we are Legion. So, Sony is taking it as that they were hacked by Anonymous, even though they said they were not doing it. Does anybody believe this? Does anybody actually believe it was Anonymous? Or do they think that this is just a third party that's hacked them trying to throw off the scent towards themselves?
Okay, wait. Okay, what was the message again that they put?
It says, the quote is, we discovered that intruders had planted a file on one of our Sony online entertainment servers named Anonymous with the words, we are Legion.
We are Legion?
We are Legion. That's Anonymous's slogan.
We are region, hear us roar, in numbers too big to ignore.
we are farmers. Dun, 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 dun.
I don't believe it was them because they said it wasn't.
It was Donnie.
Now, do you think this is Anonymous hard rocking?
Yeah, I think it is.
You think it's still Anonymous?
Yeah, I think it is still Anonymous.
All right,
anonymous. I can never say that word. Yeah, you know, I really do think it is Anonymous.
So Donnie, do you think it's Anonymous?
Well, judging off what I read and heard, yeah, because I don't see it leading to anyone else, especially off that one posting that got leaked out with them talking in that saw voice. So, yeah, I don't see no other. Yeah, that saw voice that with the video or audio.
I know
audio.
What you mean.
Yeah. Hello. You
I want
know.
To play a game.
That would.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, at first I didn't think it was Anonymous, but, you know, as time's going on, I'm starting to think it's more and more of Anonymous. I said before on a previous episode that I don't think it's Anonymous because they outright said, we're not going to be doing it anymore. It's affecting too many people. It's not...
So you said they're hackers with heart?
No. What I'm saying is they said initially they were going to attack Sony, and when they realized that people were pissed off because they were hacking, they were going to hack it, and it was going to affect other people that had nothing to do with the situation, they came out and said, we're not going to do it anymore because it's not getting the message across that they wanted. But as time's going on, I'm starting to think it is more and more of Anonymous. Because, I mean, initially when I heard that the file was on their servers, the first thing I said was, okay, this is a third party putting it on the server to make it look like Anonymous so they don't look into who's actually hacking it. I mean, my opinion, I think it's becoming more and more like it is Anonymous.
You mean you're changing your mind off of something you originally thought?
Yes.
No. No, say it ain't so.
It still remains to be seen with Infamous, though. But, I mean, now the next topic that Donnie tried to jump to before we were there Is Anonymous has come out and said that they are not responsible. It's going hand in hand, but I mean, if I'm trying to make sure my words come out correctly here, because if Anonymous comes out and says, yeah, we did it, then everybody's going to start attacking them. Where if they say they didn't do it, where they really do it, I mean, people are going to believe it. I don't know.
Well, just like anything that America says, innocent to proven guilty. But they're saying the leader or the so-called leader or the head man of the group saying it was not them, but he can't rule it out, the situation, saying that it could be somebody working alone outside of Anonymous, which that could be the case. Like, it's probably not the whole congregation of Anonymous, but say Trophy Whore is not hacking the system, but, you know, Donnie is. He's working on his own project, hacking the system. So you guys don't know about it, but I have been working on hacking the system. So that could be an issue that Anonymous is going through.
All right.
It's Donnie's fault.
And Hard Rock, do you have anything else you want to add to this?
It's Donnie's fault.
It's just Donnie's fault?
Like, I'm not going to apologize again.
He spent the same $60, going through four games.
Are we going through this again? Are we going? Am I not the only one in a rental service here?
Online passes. Sony,
but am I not the only one in a rental service?
Dogs and cats living together.
Am I not the only one with a rental service like Gamefly here, though?
You're the only one. You're the only person that's
No. I belong to Gamerang.
Thank you.
That's Gamerang.
It's still a rental service.
It's the same thing as Gamefly.
Gamefly, except it doesn't have the title Gamefly.
Okay. Gamerang throws the games out the left door. Gamefly throws the games out the right door. That's exactly
but the difference between me and you, Donnie, is I rent the games to see if I like them. If I like them, I go out and buy them brand new.
Same here.
Yo, same $60 that you've been recycling from since like 1995 or something like that, or what?
That's right. Same here. If I like it, I'm going to buy it. Just as long as if I don't platinum.
No. You buy it from Gamefly. I go out to the store and buy it.
No, it's only two games I got from Gamefly. That was only for like $5. So, of course, I'm not going to pass that up. Hey, I ain't about to go all the way to GameStop just for $5 from a game I can get. And free shipping and handling, too? Hey, so sue me then, brother.
I love how I can just derail you guys.
All right.
Dance, puppets, dance.
Let's move on to a Canadian firm proposes a class action lawsuit against Sony to the tune of
$1 billion.
Come on. I'll be honest right now. I didn't read the article, but how the hell can anyone say they are owed $1 billion because of the outage?
Because I just said it. $1 billion. That's how I could just say it. Wow.
It's Donnie's fault.
That's a lot. It's Donnie's fault. You know what? I'm going to write a letter to Sony this weekend saying, I am so sorry. My Ether cord got yanked out of my system when I put it back in. It happened. I'm sorry. It wasn't Anonymous.
Okay. I'm sorry. They're saying they want in excess of $1 billion for the breach of customer privacy, in part to cover the cost of credit monitoring and fraud insurance over 2 years for the estimated 1 million PSN and Curiosity users in Canada.
Okay, wait. Is this $1 million U.S. money or Canadian?
$1 billion.
Okay. $1 billion U.S. or Canadian?
U.S.
Okay, because if it was like Canadian money, we could just pay them the $250 and just be done with it. Yeah. Something like that.
All right, but I mean, this is outrageous.
Yes, that is very outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, it's just dumb. It's like nobody's gonna say, oh, no judge out there is ever gonna go like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, that seems plausible. Yeah, go ahead and pay him $1 billion with a B. You know what? Why don't we just make it $1 gazillion while we're at it or something like that?
Well, if I promised the judge I'd give him his cut, yeah.
All right, now I mean, I listened to another podcast just recently and.
Oh, here it comes.
No, I don't know if it was Rothbart or Pac-Man on Sarcastic Game of Blue, but they said that if your credit card, your bank statements and whatnot, if they haven't proved that somebody's been using your card, you can pretty much stop worrying about it now. Because anybody that steals your credit card is immediately going to try to use it. Because the longer they wait, the more people are going to realize, and they're just going to shut down their credit cards, and it's going to be useless to them. If your credit card has not been used in a fraudulent way, if it's happened, I'm sure we would have heard about it. So at this point, everybody can stop worrying about their credit cards being stolen, because if it hasn't been used by now, it's not going to get used.
I've been stopped worrying a long time ago. I didn't have a credit card, I had a debit card, so they can't. I'm good anyway.
So this Canadian law firm that wants $1 billion, they're just looking for publicity at this point, because they want, to quote them, they said, to cover the cost of credit monitoring and fraud insurance over the next 2 years. Come on. 2 years is excessive at one. But like I said, if it hasn't been used by now, it's not going to get used. Stop bitching and worrying about it.
Yeah, that's publicity most definitely, because they know they ain't about to get no billion.
Tony's fault.
Not even close. Dude, did you not read my Skype? I Skype sorry so many times.
That's right. You should say sorry.
All right. Here's my public sorry announcement. my public hairs. Here's my public sorry to all listeners. I am so sorry for the outage of the PSN. I did not mean to. I would not purposely take gaming away from y'all, but look on the bright side. Some of y'all are getting smarter from reading more books now. So
I don't want to read books.
But you can learn how to get the network back up on your own sometime by the books you're reading.
Okay. Let's move on, because I'm tired of talking about the PSN being down.
Yes, we've been spending way too much time. We shouldn't talk about this ever again.
Please. Hopefully next
week. It never happened.
Hopefully next week we come on to say the PlayStation Network's back up.
So I can get my two trophies out of Connor.
Yeah,
exactly. Your two trophies.
Yeah. Let's start talking about topics that are not PSN related.
Let's talk about some games.
Yes, the first game we're going to talk about is Ubisoft has announced the next game in the Assassin's Creed franchise, Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Whoopee.
Donnie, please tell us about this.
Okay, well, it's another installment of Assassin's Creed, which is Assassin's Creed Revelations, which is going to be playing Ezio.
Go ahead.
Following the footsteps of the guy who was in the first one.
Altair.
Yes, okay. Following his footsteps to unravel the mystery, what has really been going down with the, what is that, spear type thing?
Templars.
Yeah, you know, with the Templars and the Assassins, but I'm quite sure that spear got something to do with it, too.
What's all that?
The sphere, you know, that thing that glows.
The apple of Eden?
The apple?
Yeah, the apple. Yeah, I'm quite sure they're going to
bring that back. Yeah, that apple thing.
Yeah. I'm quite sure they're going to bring that back into it, because it's dealing with, hopefully, they bring the guy from the first one, Altair, back into it somehow.
Don't think they will. They might have him just like on a flashback part or one like that. I doubt it. I really doubt it if they're actually going to bring like Altair back, or if they're going to have him like in a playable area or something like that. So,
well, you might be able to play them, because they also bring it back the multiplayer experience that they had in Brotherhood, which is going to have more modes and more maps and characters. So hopefully in the characters you might get a chance to play them. And I haven't unlocked all the characters in Brotherhood for multiplayer, but you might get to play as Desmond, Wat Self.
Yeah, you know what? Okay. I'm not a big Assassin's Creed fan. I have the games, but I don't really play them. My father is actually more into them than I am. He's actually played and beaten every single one of them like two or three times, something like that. But I actually like the multiplayer part of it. You know, it was like one big game of like hide and go seek.
Same here.
Yeah. I mean, it was actually cool. I mean, I played in the beta. I played the actual multiplayer of Brotherhood. And it was kind of cool, you know, walking around the crowd. You don't know exactly if the person walking past you is one of the other characters. And then all of a sudden, you'll know who somebody is, you know, by seeing them dart, you know, just, you know, all of a sudden rapidly across the building, you know, the roof of a building and one like that. So I'm actually kind of interested in the multiplayer part.
Yeah, same here. And you know what? I'm actually somewhat interested in the story, too, because Brotherhood's story and the gameplay was just outstanding. They've made a lot of changes from Brotherhood, I mean Assassin's Creed 2, if you paid attention to it. They made a lot of changes.
Yeah. And
I was thinking, you know, I was wondering, like, I thought this one right here, the fourth installment of it, is going to be more of Dalesman, because I hope not. Because I see if they ever come out with that, which they was trying to lead towards to at the end of 2, I don't think it had to be a great game at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm more interested in the multiplayer part, because, you know, it was actually kind of cool and everything like that, you know. Right, Tricky? I mean, it's not like, you know, they would add a multiplayer onto a single player game just for the hell of it or something like that, right?
Fuck you.
But I really liked the multiplayer part, you know. It was actually interesting, you know. I didn't think that they were actually going to fit a good multiplayer into there.
Surprised the heck out of me, because I was wondering.
It did, you know, it surprised the heck out of me too, you know. I'm having, like, a single player game with a multiplayer part. I mean, who would have ever thought?
I'm talking about a multiplayer in the style of Assassin's Creed, because he's an assassin, which you got to get really up close and personal and for assassinations. He's not like the hitman, where, you know, take him out far away, far distant.
Yeah. So, you actually had to go up to him and, you know, like, stab him.
Yeah, so I was, like, wondering, like, how that was going to actually...
Slap a hole or something like that.
Does Ezio going to have to slap a bitch? Because Ezio would slap a
bitch. I don't know, man. But, you know, it is cool that, you know, that they're bringing out a... You know, I mean, it was going to happen. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say the ending to the last game, but they did leave it on a kind of a cliffhanger. Well, not kind of. They did leave it on a cliffhanger. And,
which was the worst cliffhanger of any story ever told.
Brotherhood?
Was all right. I mean,
dude,
I watched it.
That was weak.
Okay, I watched the ending. Okay. I watched the ending, honestly, and I was like, okay, I can't believe they went that route. You know, I can't believe they actually did something like that. But... You know,
which one are we talking about, Brotherhood or
Brotherhood
Part 2?
Brotherhood. We're talking about Brotherhood. You know, toward the end, it was like, oh, I can't believe they brought this into it, or they said it was like this was part of it or one like that. You know, I won't mention what it is, like I said, because I don't want to say any spoilers or anything like that. But, you know, my father actually liked it. He thought it was a great game. He actually thought it was better than Part 2. So,
okay, I got some. Ask your dad, or do you know this already? Has he unlocked all those, you know, those, when you look at it into the Eagle Vision and you see those glowing symbols on the side of a building?
I did that already.
You unlocked all those without, like, looking up, getting hits from other places.
Yeah, no, my father doesn't, like look up game guides and all of this.
Okay.
He, like, literally, like, went through, like, little places, you know, just so he could see the, you know, the view. Okay, because, you know, we have, like, a 36 or 38-inch TV or one, like, the HD TV or one like that. And you know, Assassin's Creed looks pretty damn good on there with the surround sound and everything like that. So he was just, like, liking, you know, the views, like, when you get, like, way the heck up there and, you know, you see all the scenery and all the other stuff and like that. So every once in a while, he was just like, oh, look, I found another one of these glowing, you know, glimpse or whatever it is like that. Yeah.
No, I was so. Just wondering, has he, like, unlocked them all? Because to me,
no, he's unlocked them all. And,
without the strategy guys, or
without the strategy,
it's not hard to do.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
He did it. No, he did it.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Why is that amazing? It's not hard to do.
It is.
How is it hard to do?
He is pretty hardcore and playing Assassin's Creed and like that. I mean, you know, he like plays it and play. You know, he probably played. Brotherhood probably like 2 times in a row. He like beat it and just restarted and started playing it over again.
All right, now Donnie, why is it hard to do?
Because they have the clues they give you is like, what the heck, man? They give you I can't even explain it, man. It's entirely stupid.
I don't understand it. I completely understand what you're saying. I'm not saying that my father went like solved every puzzle or everything like right off the bat. I mean, there are ones that he really, really had to like think about and one like that.
Oh yeah, I just sat down one time. You know what? I'm gonna sit down and actually spend time and try to crack this without giving up. Because after a while, I give up and come back to it later. I sat down for over an hour.
You can Google it.
No, I didn't Google anything on the Assassin's Creed as far as those. I didn't say forget it.
Yes, you did. Okay. Let's move on.
All right. Let me bring the agenda back up.
DC
Online. The next thing we have is DC Universe Online is making good to all of its players. This is something that makes me happy and kind of upset at the same time.
Another one of those plus things?
No. Well, okay. It says Sony, Sony Online Entertainment has announced its Make Good program, which is including the folks affected by the outage will get a 30-day subscription credit along with 1 day for each DCUO, for each day DCUO was down. On top of that, every player is going to get a Batman, quote, Batman-inspired mask for their in-game character.
I am the Batman.
Now, okay. This is kind of what I was talking about with the PlayStation Plus, but at least they're giving us something extra. But the whole point is, you're giving out a Batman-inspired mask. Everybody's going to be running around with this damn mask. It's not unique.
Oh, what? You think just because you're a PlayStation Plus member, you should get a different mask or something like that, or what?
Don't even start with that. This I'm happy about. I mean, they're giving us 30 days extra. They're giving us a day for each day it's out. It's not like this is different from the PlayStation Plus. They're not saying, okay, everybody can, you know, you're going to get a free 30-day subscription to DC Universe Online, even though you don't have the game.
Dance, puppets, dance.
You're just trying to get me riled up. Okay.
That's what I do. That's what I'm good at. Come on. I got to put in my
strength.
Pretty
cool. I think it's pretty cool for what? I don't have DC Online and I'm not going to get it, but I still think that's a pretty cool make good plan.
All right. Now we have to go into the biggest news affecting DC Universe Online. This is going to catch a lot of people that don't check sites off guard. DC Universe Online is merging all of their servers, and there is going to be just 4 servers for the game from now on.
So?
Well,
how many servers was it before?
I can't speak.
It was 5.
No. This is important because the PlayStation 3 version of DC Universe had 6 or 7 servers you could play on, but that was just for the United States. Europe had their own servers, 6 or 7 servers, and that was just for the PS3 version. Then they had 6 or 7 servers for the PC version of the game for the US, and 6 or 7 servers for the Europe version.
And everybody's going to be on just 4 servers?
Okay, what it's going to do now is they're going to break it down to 4 servers. Everybody that's playing the PS3 version in the United States is all going to be on 1 server. Everybody in Europe that has a PS3 is everybody's going to be on 1 server. They're going to do the same thing for the PC version. The United States is going to get their own server. Europe is going to get their own server. So now the big question remaining is all these different servers that are out there, some were PvE, some were PvP. What are they going to do when all the PvP and all the PvE servers get thrown in together?
What fool thought of this?
I have
honestly
not a clue.
I mean, are these people not anticipating, like, okay, what if all of a sudden, you know, DCUO becomes the hottest thing out there? Granted, that's probably never going to happen, but just in case, whatever happens, if, like, let's say the next day, let's say tomorrow, let's say they go out and they sell 7 million copies of the game and everybody boots that game up.
That server is going to crash so fast.
Exactly. How the heck can they be doing something like this?
Well, what they're saying is that in the PC version of the game has lost a lot of subscribers lately, and this is going to merge everybody back together because this will get more people being able to play together. But my question is, okay, I got five characters on what was the countdown server on DC Universe Online. I know there's other people that I talk to that had characters on Blood Will Run. They had it on Redemption. All these people are going to get merged into one server.
Called Clusterfuck.
Right. So now, my question is, I was on a PvE server because it gave me the option to do PvP when I wanted to.
Noob.
But I was able to do whatever I had to do. Now, these people that are playing on the PvP servers, they're going to get merged onto my server. So now, if I was on a PvE server and they're making my, what they're calling a super server, into a PvP server, it's going to totally change the complexity of how I play the game. I'm not going to be able to play the game the way that I want that I was playing the game. It's going to mess up my whole game experience.
Oh, that's okay for me.
That's okay for you. And the biggest problem that I'm seeing is there's probably going to be a shitload of lag with this.
Gee, you think if everybody's going to be trying to squeeze into one server?
Yes.
Why would it be?
Why would it be a bunch of lag?
Donnie, it's too technical. You wouldn't understand.
No, I'm just saying how you saying it, how you bring it up like it's not going to be it. Like people didn't know that already.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I mean, no offense to you, Donnie, but you don't play MMO games.
Ooh, he said it. Ooh, Donnie, okay. I don't know, man.
What you got to understand is like, okay, when you play like Mortal Kombat Online.
These games that lag.
Okay, hold on, Donnie. You play Mortal Kombat Online, or you will once the network comes back up. What you have to understand is you're on a server that you're being able to play with everybody. They have servers for each region. Once you go on, and now let's say they merge the whole world onto one server, you're not going to be able to get the quality game that you've been playing.
Oh, yeah, I get that much of it.
That's what I mean by lag. I mean, think about when I was schooling your ass in Family Feud, the lag.
Dude, don't even go there. Yeah. Don't even go there.
You're still my Family Feud bitch, so.
Don't even go there. Two fingers snap and a head twist. Don't even go there.
Okay. but, right. I mean.
You just killed that topic.
Yeah. But Hard Rock, I mean, I know you played an MMO before. You can see how stupid this idea is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, trying to squeeze everybody into one server, you know, not anticipating they're going to get any more people, you know, not to mention like we already said that it's going to lag up and that they're going to have problems with it. Of course, you know, it's just bound, you know, to mess up. I'm sorry, but it's bound to do it.
Yeah, I just don't know what it's going to be doing. I mean, like you said, what happens if this game blows up overnight? It's ridiculous.
Yep, it is. It is.
I said, they quoted saying, anyone who's played DC on the PC will know that even within the weeks of populations began to rapidly empty out, hopefully these mergers will provide a more lively experience for those apparently few remaining players.
And that's apparently few.
And that's a quote from DC Universe.
Do the people who creating this stuff know about the lag?
Moving on to our next topic.
No, I'm just saying for them to come up with this stuff.
Moving on.
Mass Effect 3 has been delayed to quarter one of 2012.
No.
There are a lot of people that are happy about this.
No. What?
There are a lot of people that are happy about this.
Yeah, actually, there are a lot of people. I mean, there's a ton of games that are actually going to come out, you know, toward the end of the year. And, you know, for something like this to get pushed back, a lot of people are actually kind of happy just for the fact that it's like, okay, well, that's not another game I have to buy. You know, it's not my wallet's not going to be hurting as much.
I mean, I think you played Mass Effect 2, right, Hard Rock?
I played it for a little while. I didn't have the time to, like, really sit down and play it. I just picked up Mass Effect 1 on Steam. $5, which I couldn't pass up.
But see, even that reason you just said, you haven't had the time to play. That's why everybody's not worried about Mass Effect 3 getting delayed, because they realize that it's going to be a very time-inducing game and that it's going to take time to beat it. And like you said, other games are coming out. I mean, this was originally scheduled to come out right along the time that Uncharted 3 and Metal Gear was coming out. I mean, just those two games right there, it's going to be a tug and a pull to play between what game. If you threw Mass Effect 3 into that mix, I don't know what people would be doing.
They'd be losing their mind. Losing their mind. No, actually, you know, okay, being serious. There are people out there that want Mass Effect 3 already. I mean, I know a couple of diehard people that have played Mass Effect 2, and they've played Mass Effect 2. I mean, they played on the highest difficulty. They played all the scenarios. They rescued everybody. They killed everybody. They did every possible thing in there, you know, in that game or like that. And they're, you know, they're ready for Mass Effect 3. Now, on the other hand, there's a lot of people like me who haven't played, you know, haven't finished Mass Effect 2, who haven't played Mass Effect 1. And, you know, for me, this is, you know, kind of good, because like I said, this is another game I won't have to pick up. It can get pushed back. So, you know, I can use it later on for, you know, like I said, there's a lot of people that are actually, you know, who are waiting for this game, but, you know, there's a lot of people out that are the same thing. You know, they don't mind if this game gets pushed back just for the fact of that, you know, it's hard when you're somebody who has, like, especially who has all three systems or who has the multiple systems, because when you have games, you know, especially a lot, like, I'm seeing it a lot this year where it's, you know, in the past years we had, like, you know, oh, this game's coming out this week. This game's coming out this week. And this game's coming out this month. Now it's like, oh, you know what? This game are coming out this week. This game are coming out this month. This game, and they're all coming out on the same day. So, you know, it's like multiple games that people are trying to pick up, and it's expensive.
All right. And Don, do you have any comments about this?
Nope, because I'm not a Mass Effect fan. I've tried the demo, and I'm like, what the heck? Other people, y'all can deal with it.
All right. Now, this next topic is going to get a lot of laughter from one hard-rocking guy.
What?
Okay. Just listen to me before you start laughing. Homefront is profitable. And DLC has been planned for the game.
Okay, I'm sorry. The thing about moving everybody onto one server for DCUO... Okay, I'm sorry. Have these people lost their mind? As Donnie would say, have these people lost their mind?
Apparently, somebody somewhere. Okay.
Okay. They apparently. Okay, go ahead. Read what you got to read.
Okay, it says THQ said Homefront was a profitable title for the publisher. Yeah. Its shipments now surpass 2.6 million copies worldwide since the launch in March.
Man, a lot of people must have bought extra copies.
Hold on a second. CEO Brian Farrell said on the company's investor call today, he expects Homefront sales to exceed 3 million copies over its lifetime. And he quotes, "It's clearly a hit franchise we keep on going forward." THQ also outlined its post-release plan for Homefront, saying it will continue to support the title with downloadable content over the next 6 months. Quote, "This digital plan is an example of what we intend to do with all our key core games going forward." Farrell added, "Built a digital ecosystem after the launch of the retail game to continue to engage our consumers and generate revenue." The publisher also announced it will release a multiplayer demo of Homefront this year.
Oh my gosh.
Saying it hopes to attract additional consumers.
I haven't played the game, but it's so funny that he's laughing like this.
Hard Rock, I know you laughed the entire time I was reading that. Your chance to recover and actually say your piece on this.
Oh, no. Let Donnie talk. My chest hurts.
Well, like I said, I haven't experienced the game yet. I was going to game flight, but then again, I was like, nah. But it's funny because Hard Rock didn't think it's so funny. So he's laughing so hard that it's making me laugh.
Okay. All right. Before you go Hard Rocking, I'm just going to ask this one question. In the press release, it said the publisher announced that it would release a multiplayer demo of Homefront. I'm sorry. Isn't this just a little too late to be releasing this demo?
Apparently not.
They should have released this long before the game was out to fix all the problems they had.
Oh, okay.
But wait a minute, didn't they have problems with the multiplayer when it came out? So how are they gonna release a multiplayer demo?
All right.
I thought they had problems from the get go with this game when it came to the multiplayer.
Yes, the game froze horribly,
like all the time.
Every single time. With it.
So I guess they think by putting on a demo that it's not going
to
happen.
No. They bring out the demo to attract more customers.
But if it's freezing all the time, that's not attractive.
Hopefully, they plan to fix it by then.
Okay, and. Hopefully, we'll have PSN by the end of this week.
All right. Hard Rock, please contain yourself and tell us what you think about this story.
Contain yourself.
He can't stop laughing.
Get a hold of yourself.
Okay.
Hey, hey, Hard Rock. Homefront was profitable. Hey, Hard Rock. I'm sorry. I couldn't help. I couldn't resist myself. Hey, Hard Rock. Hard Rock in.
Oh, no more. No more. No more. Please, please. No more. No more.
Hey, Hard Rock. Not only that, but DLC is planned for the game.
For the next 6 months.
Okay. All seriousness.
You just did about 150 sit-ups just now.
All right, Hard Rock, in all seriousness, tell us about the game. Do you believe that Homefront was actually profitable?
Okay. How many copies?
He said 2.6.
Wait. Tell me slow. Tell me
2.6 million copies have been sold. Wait. Correction. Not sold. Been shipped.
Okay. Been shipped, that I believe. Sold, no.
Now, let's clarify what shipped and sold means. Shipped means THQ has gotten the money for the game. That means 2.6 million copies have left THQ and have gone to store shelves. That does not mean 2.6 million have been sold.
Exactly. You know, there could be like 2.6 million copies sitting at a Best Buy or a Costco's or, you know, your local gasoline station or whatever it is like that. So.
Or 7-Eleven. They sell them now, too.
But, you know, do I believe it was profitable?
For THQ?
Yeah, for THQ, yeah, because, you know, they sold their copies. I mean, those things are out there, you know, for the department stores, for, you know, for the
department for the Target stores.
Yeah, or whatever it is that happened to some of the Sears and, you know, TJ Maxx's and stuff like that that have copies of the game, you know. And it's not profitable for them because those games are probably just sitting there.
All right. Now, let's move on. But before we move on, Homefront was profitable. All right, in all seriousness now. Next topic, Square Enix has picked up the distribution rights for Dead Island.
What? Zombies? What?
Hey, yeah, zombies. That brings you back. That brings you back from Homefront. Dead Island. I think I heard about this game. I'm not too sure what it is. I think this was the. This
a is zombie
the
game?
No, this is the game that had the trailer where it went backwards.
Right. A lot of people were, you know, a lot of people had a problem with the first trailer of the game because it showed some little girl, you know, basically dying and falling from some great height and one like that. So
where the daughter the daughter turned into a zombie.
The daughter turned into.
I want to play this game.
I do want to play this game. I mean, zombies make everything more fun.
A little girl got fact. Killed. It happens.
No, little girl didn't. No. Little girl was a zombie tearing the shit out of people.
Yeah.
Okay, and people didn't like
she
that.
She bit the dad, like, right in the neck, and he was, like, dying and squirting blood.
I think I've seen that, but people didn't like that. They must didn't see, what is that? What is that, the zombie movie with Vin Rames in the mall.
Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah, Dawn of the Dead. It had little kids gnawing up everybody in the neighborhood.
Okay, back to Dead Island.
I'm just saying, people, you know.
But Square Enix, which is known for the Final Fantasy franchise, picked up the tab to distribute the game in the Americas. I'm
mad about that.
You're mad about that?
Why are you mad about that?
Because I need to stop working on this other stuff and get freaking Kingdom Hearts 3 on the road.
It's not going to happen. Anyways, going back to you, Tricky.
But, I think this is a smart move by Square Enix. I mean, this is not a highly anticipated game, but this is a game that a lot of people are looking forward to. It's getting a lot of press. I think this is a smart move by Square Enix to pick up the tab to give out the game in North America and South America.
Well, this game was like in developmental hell for like a couple of years. I mean, they, you know, for like the longest time, for about a year or two, you know, this nobody had even heard any updates about this game. Nobody had even heard anything about this game. You know, all it was just like a simple website that had, you know, like, coming soon. But, you know, for like 2 years, they didn't even update it or one like that. I mean, they're kind of taking a risk with this, you know, just for the fact it's like, you know, they, like I said, this game's been in developmental hell for a while, so.
All right. Donnie, you have anything?
Is that all right?
Donnie, you have anything more you want to say? You want to poo-poo on Square Enix more?
I'm not poo-pooing on Square Enix. I like them.
poo-poo.
I just really want Kingdom Hearts 3 so badly. But as far as Dead Island, it's first-person shooter, so that's what I got to say about it. But no, it do look somewhat great from what I'm looking at. But last on the list for me to play, first-person.
Hey, Donnie. Kingdom Hearts not gonna happen.
Hey, Hard Rock.
Don't break my spirit.
Homefront was profitable.
Okay.
Get Homefront. Okay. Now I have to say something that's gonna get him to stop laughing. Split Second 2 has been canceled.
Oh no!
What?
Split Second 2 has officially been canceled.
It's gonna get pit backed up. Just like almost every canceled game.
What are they doing? Are they doing like layoffs at the studio or something or what?
Yes,
wow, that was a lucky guess.
Yes. Layoffs have been at Black Rock Studio. That's why the game has been officially canceled. I'm stalling for time here.
Aren't they kind of working on something else also at the time?
I'm trying to stall here. Help me out here.
Are they maybe cutting back on employees that because Disney doesn't have them really?
It said Eurogamer
reports. They said this was voluntary.
It said
voluntary layoff.
Voluntary layoffs. Will you stop cutting me off?
I'm trying to help you. You said you're looking for time.
Didn't I fire you?
He's talking to me.
Dude.
It said, Inside Store says Black Rock Studio that tomorrow the studio will begin a round of voluntary layoffs meant to cut the staff by approximately 40 people. And the studio will reportedly stick around, but with a few new focus on creating a single game at a time.
No!
It's a smart thing to do anyway. Stop trying to multitask. All these game companies, stop trying to multitask. But I doubt if that was voluntary. Like, hey, I volunteer you to get laid off. You.
That's not funny.
The first row has all been volunteered to lay off. Nah, I doubt that.
That's not funny.
Yeah, anybody losing a job is never funny.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say.
I doubt if it was a volunteer.
All right, just for that, we're not going to talk about Namco Bandai working on the Dragon Ball FighterZ for the 360 and the PS3.
Okay, we don't have to talk about it. I'll talk about it.
No,
who really cares about that anyway? So, moving on.
Devil's Third gets more help. Hard Rock, tell us about that.
Okay, Ninja Gaiden creator Hiro. I'm trying to pronounce it like Donnie was doing it like that. It's a Gaki.
All right.
And his company. Okay. The guy who created the Ninja Gaiden series. All right. What's his name, Donnie? You know his name.
Hi-Rai?
No. Hi-Rai?
It's not Hi-Rai.
He's trying to say Kaz Hirai again.
It's a Gaki, and his company, Valhalla, have actually, you know, unless with the help of another Japanese developer called Score Studios to help when, you know, with their game Devil's Third. You know, they wanted to help him. They want to bring him in to help, just help him, you know, basically just make the game and one like that. So, you know, that's basically all it is. I mean, Donnie.
But have Donnie's you seen the trailer on it, though?
On Devil's Third, yeah, it's another one of these over-the-top action Japanese games. I mean, you got, you know, the guy jumping up 20 feet in the air, coming down with a sword, slashing somebody in half with blood squirting everywhere. You know, yeah, I've seen it.
Am I not wrong to say that's what makes a pretty good game?
No. I mean, there's people that like the over-the-top action. Heck, I like over-the-top action and one like that. I like it when things get real crazy, bloody, and, you know, action-packed or like that. You know, sometimes you got to have a game where, you know, it doesn't have a deep plot or something like that. You know, I'm very much for, you know, sometimes you just want to play a game to just go over there, you know, shoot shit up and cut stuff, you know, cut it up.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, well, I hope it's going to be, because... Yeah, the story and Ninja, I like Ninja Gaiden, but the story could be a lot better.
Nobody plays Ninja Gaiden for the story. They play for the hardness of the game. They love going back to the. I mean, think about it. When you were younger, games were hard. There was no strategy guys you can go to. You didn't have the internet to run to. You got stuck on a part of the game. You were stuck.
Yeah,
games back in the day,
like Ninja Gaiden, because it makes you, if the game is so flipping hard that you go out of your mind. That's why people play that game.
Yeah. I don't need you to agree with Tricky.
Don't stir the pot either.
Yeah, it's like I said, but me personally, like I said before, I like story in my games. I like this be told a story.
I like story in my games too and stuff like that. But you know what? I'm one of those people. I played Ninja Gaiden and Ninja Gaiden 2. I didn't really follow the story. I just liked the action and one like that. You know, it was weird because you were playing Ninja Gaiden 2. All of a sudden, you're fighting these ninjas and all this other stuff. Then you go and you're in front of a mansion. And then all of a sudden, you're fighting like werewolves in Rome. And I'm like, what? I was like, when the heck did all this happen?
I think the story in Devil's Third is going to be not there. But I'm hoping the game plays just like how the trailer is, because it looks like it's going to be way better than Ninja Gaiden when it comes to the action.
Ninja Gaiden,
okay.
Okay, but didn't you just say a little while ago that you like story in your game?
Yeah, that's what I just said. Like, I think the story's going to be
He's flip-flopping.
Y'all gonna be listening.
Tricky, huh?
But I think I like Ninja Gaiden, but the story wasn't all there to me. This, I think, is gonna be as well, but I think the action is gonna be better than Ninja Gaiden.
So you think it's gonna have this deep, you know,
story?
Deep story?
No, I just say that the story is not gonna be there like Ninja Gaiden, but I think the action is gonna be just as good as Ninja Gaiden, or me personally, I think it's going to be a lot better than Ninja Gaiden when it comes to the action.
Didn't you say that you like story in your game, so?
Oh my god, what the heck, dog?
He's just trying to get you going.
I know. Right,
let's move on, Donnie. We're actually going to give you a topic you can talk about.
Dance puppets dance.
Namco Bandai is working on a new Dragon Ball Fighter for the 360 and the PS3.
Who cares?
Yeah, who really cares?
I love Dragon Ball games.
And that was about it. Let's move on. Let's go.
That's a good one. But I really don't care about this game.
He even said it right there. He doesn't care about this game. If it has the
Tenkaichi style gameplay, I'm not going to play Dragon Raging Blast, which is the Tenkaichi style.
Okay, he could say that, but he couldn't say Cas Harai earlier.
I was just thinking the exact same thing. What was that?
I had a lot of time pronouncing it because it's Dragon Ball. That's why.
All right, let's move on. On last week's episode, we announced that there was a letter written in by All Style. I'm gonna give a chance to read that now. You know, All Style. Bear in mind, this is about a week and a half old, so the information in this might be a little outdated. He starts off by saying, everyone knows that the Sony PSN got hacked, but now Sony is telling customers that you may or may not have your PSN information stolen. They know customers' information was stolen, just not how many customers had their information stolen at this point in time. And if Sony does have a number, they will probably keep it secret. Anyways, with all the new info about the PSN customers' account information being stolen on the PS3, does it make you more worried as a PS3 owner to use your credit card on the PSN store now? I know, stupid question, but it still needs to be asked. Are you going to be using PSN cards more often since it doesn't have your personal information on it? And what are your current feelings on this point about the PSN outage? Does this affect how you look at Sony as a company? Off topic. Oh, and damn it, Donnie, speak up so I can hear you on the damn podcast. Your fan and possibly the guy who was a third vote all style.
I already knew it was you because Harvey Birdman has confirmed me already. I told him I had him on the job, on the case, and he got you.
All right, on topic. Donnie, how do you feel about Sony as a company, and are you more likely to use PSN cards rather than using your regular credit card?
Well, Sony as a company, I still like them as far as them making PlayStation stuff, but like I said before, I still think they're just big and powerful, like they kingpin. As far as me using PlayStation cards, well, I've been using them more than usual, more than my debit card anyway, so... Yeah, I'm going to stick with the PS cards.
But, would you be willing to use your credit card online now after everything?
Okay. Yep. I was using my debit card before, but that was like very, very rare occasions. And yes, I did have my saved into the system, so I won't have to go back and re-put it in there every time I went through to get something. But, like I said, it was only used on rare occasions. And yeah, I still use it again because, you know, if it can happen this way, it can happen in other ways, you know. Yeah, so you can't stop it.
All right, and Hard Rock?
Yes?
Oh, jeez, why do you do this to me? How do you feel about Sony as a company, and are you less likely to use your credit card?
You know what? I probably am less likely to use my credit card now, you know, just for the fact of, yeah, you know, I've been kind of the person defending Sony and one like that, but at the same time, you know, mama didn't raise no fool, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm gonna probably start going on buying, you know, PSN cards and stuff like that as soon as they return, you know, as soon as they turn the network back on. So,
all right, and me, what? I'm sorry, Donnie, I didn't let you speak.
What, Donnie, what now?
No, I'm sorry, I was gonna say, well, just to add to my, I'm not gonna save my information on it this time around, that I won't do, but I'll still use my card if it comes down to it, my debit card.
All right, and
okay. Tell you what, why don't you give me your debit card number and then we'll try it out.
Dude, it's not gonna work because you don't have the security stuff.
Well, that's what I'm telling you to give it to me, and we'll try it out.
Okay. And I don't give it to you on Skype. I type it to you right now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, now before I actually answer the question, what Hard Rockin' and Donnie just did is a good public service announcement. If anybody contacts you for your information saying it's Sony, it's not Sony. I'm tired of
people. It's not Donnie either.
I'm tired of people worried about this. I'm tired of seeing this on Twitter. If Sony has come out and said they will not contact you asking you for your personal information. If you give out your information to somebody saying that it's Sony, you're a damn fool and you deserve to have your shit stolen. Back to what I was saying. Me, Sony, I feel no different about Sony. As I said on last week's episode, companies get hacked every single day. You never hear about it. It's only got slapped in the face because 76 million people lost their internet service at one time. Am I less likely to use my credit card? Probably not, but I'm probably going to use PSN cards because that's just a better practice anyway. I mean, if I don't have to put my credit card online, I'm not going to do it. I'm probably more likely to go out of my way to get a PSN card from now on, though.
Mm-hmm. Plus, if you are a GameStop Pro member, you know, that counts towards points buying that card.
That's not funny.
All right. Do we have any... That's not funny. Do we have any shout-outs?
We did, but since Donnie made that joke, I'm not going to say him anymore.
All right, Donnie.
It wasn't meant to be a joke.
Donnie, give your shout-outs.
Shout-out to everyone who still loves Donnie.
There's not many.
For the six people who agreed, who voted for me, I love you too. Yes, I do.
Who's Donnie?
and for everybody, man, continue to listen to us, man. I'm loving the fact that we're not canceled yet. Continue to listen to us. Send us emails like All Style and All Style. Hope this is loud enough for you because I'm waking up everybody in the house now. And just continue to listen to us. I love you guys.
And Hard Rock, do you have any shout outs?
I want to give a shout out to Donnie's mom and grandma, first of all. You know, I also want to give a shout out to, Bettervere and Instant Karma from Plan B. We're having some very interesting conversations with them on Twitter.
Why would you want to talk about them?
Because I've been on their show, man. I'm giving them a shout out.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right. And I want to give a shout out to All Style and Awesome J95. They actually showed up for the live recording of Trophy Whores. They were here the whole episode. Listen to us.
I hope they'll probably never hear us ever again, probably after this.
I hope you guys enjoyed the backstage view of Trophy Whore.
The backside? The backside view?
I said backside because I started thinking about Donnie's mom and grandma, you know.
Whoa.
The backside? Trippy thing?
I also want to give a shout out to Donnie's mom and grandma. Eventually, one day, we will actually have them on the show.
Yes, I'm steady working on them, and they're giving me such a big deal, especially my grandma. I don't know why she acting so shy, man. She's not so shy with me with that belt. So
it's for your own good.
And I also want to give a shout out to Trippy Mick.
Trippy Mick, yeah.
Trippy.
All right, so until next week, guys, happy trophy hunting.
Happy trophy, honey. Happy Mother's Day.
Bye.